Cecilia Brooks is the Science Advisor, Indigenous Knowledge Specialist, and Research Director for the Assembly of First Nations Chiefs of New Brunswick. In 2011, Brooks wrote an opinion piece for the CBC, which was in no uncertain terms against shale gas exploration in New Brunswick. One might assume that since she was willing to let the world know her views on shale gas, she might also have informed Assembly of First Nations Regional Chief Roger Augustine as to her opinions. Augustine, however, recently noted that he didn't know enough about the process to make an intelligent statement about SWN Resources Canada, a company currently trying to seismic test in New Brunswick. By October 2012, Brooks's name appears on an Aboriginal spot audit of SWN's 2011 seismic testing. Her capacity in this audit appears to be quite limited, and the content of the audit is largely related to surface issues, such as leaving trash along the test lines. Where once Brooks was opposed to seismic testing, it appears that in 2012, Brooks was at least partially employed in ensuring that testing doesn't leave garbage behind. Whether or not this points to AFN complicity in a practice to which they claim neutrality due to a lack of information now appears to be up for debate. For the Halifax Media Co-op, I'm Miles Howe. Do you mind if I ask you a few questions? Do you have a moment, or?
I do, but if I guess I have to also say that we have a communications officer that you probably would be best to talk to.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Do you know? I guess you could call the office.
I did. They just transferred me to you. I guess I just wanted to talk to you, but if you'd rather I talk to the communications officer, that's cool. I was just.
Yeah. I mean, you could ask me, and then maybe I could tell you if I could answer the questions or not. How about that?
Sure. I guess I'm interested first in your position on shale gas in New Brunswick and in Mi'kma'ki.
Okay. I guess you're asking for my personal opinion, or because it's a sort of, I work for the chief, right?
Right.
So is that the perspective you're looking for?
I guess your personal opinion, yeah.
Yeah, well, I have to kind of be careful there, if you can imagine, because it's a hotly debated issue.
Right.
And I guess the thing I would say is that when it comes to my feelings about shale gas and what's been happening is that we have to be careful. And that's exactly what the chiefs are doing, is that we're trying to gather enough information by going through the process of consultation so that we understand what it is. And I would have to say that bottom line is we do not endorse it, and our actions or our consultation with the company does not in any way indicate that we're endorsing it.
Okay. I read your December 2011 op-ed on the CBC, and it seemed fairly impassioned against shale gas as sort of, there are some really good writing in there in terms of not being able to, go at the environment piecemeal, as is the case with extraction industry. And then I was just a bit, not shocked, but just interested to see your name appear on an SWN 2D seismic report from 2012 in October. And I guess I know I'm not sure if you were employed by them or by the AFN-CNB to do that report, but it seemed kind of like a conflict.
No, I don't think it's a conflict. I think that you're saying you're shocked, but the purpose of the consultation is so that we can be involved in it. And my report yes, I was not working for SWN. I work for the chief.
I'm
the research director. And the work that you're referring to had to do with environmental monitoring. It was actually an audit report, I believe, auditing of the seismic, the 2D last year, the year before, rather.
Yeah, 2012, yeah.
Yeah, last year, that's right. Yeah, so it would have been, this would have been our auditing, the work that Flynn has done. It wasn't while they were doing it, but that's all a part of it, is to follow up and make sure that they're doing exactly what they say they're going to do.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the audit itself sort of was like, it kind of seemed like make sure you clean up after yourselves, which is valid as a point when you're doing seismic testing, but doesn't, I guess, not shock, but it doesn't really address the issues of, you know, whether or not this is a environmentally harmful technique to be doing in the first place, regardless of if there's, you know, a chainsaw oil container that's left out, which is valid to spot that and to say that shouldn't be there, but doesn't address the larger issue. But I guess, it's not the time or place to do that, I guess.
Well, no, I think that, we all remember the First Lady, the war against drugs, the just say no. And we're not adopting this sort of just say no. If we want to say no, if that ends up being the case, then we need to have a reason to say no, right? And so far, from what I have seen in terms of industry and how they've worked with the chief, SWN has been more than, I would say that they would be trying to achieve the gold standard when it comes to consultation. I think that First Nations people all across Canada have demanded consultation, and they have been more than forthcoming with information and the willingness to work with us, which is to say that no one else really has. And quite frankly, I'm appalled that there's so much going on in terms of an opposition to SWN when we know for a fact that there is hydraulic fracturing currently going on with other companies who have not consulted with us. And if I were going to pick my battles, I would pick them carefully, and I would pick the ones where they're not consulting with us, because when we're not consulted, what happens is we have no say-so.
Right. I mean, I was just talking to Michael Scully, who's the intermediary doing the consultation, and it sounds like from what he's saying, consultation is just sort of, it's not an ability to say no on the Indigenous part. It's just sort of a meeting where, consultation in this case has involved potentially only two meetings of local elders in which they were paid $200 each to attend. And he made it clear that at no point was there, you know, an option to veto or just say no, as it were. It's just sort of like we're.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what he's talking about there, but I think that, I don't know. I guess I'm feeling like maybe you're not understanding what we're saying. And, I
may well not be. I mean, I'm trying, but I may not be understanding what you're saying.
Yeah, I think it's confusing to a lot of people. In fact, I've seen where First Nations people, including myself, quite frankly, did not really understand the consultation process until I began to work with the chief 3 years ago. And understanding what consultation is key. Consultation does not give us, I guess Falcor made it very clear. He said, Indians don't have the ability to veto. And he may be right on this, but I guess what I'm saying is when you talk about having a relationship with industry to the point where when they've been given permits by our very own province who's supposed to be looking out for our interests and they don't, and the company is willing to go above and beyond even what the province has declared to be where the consultation is necessary. So if I could go back, if we could go backwards, your name's Jason, right?
It's Miles.
Miles, sorry, Jason. Sorry about that. Miles. So if you go back in time and you look at where this process began, the province of New Brunswick is the one, as far as the Crown, has the duty to consult with First Nations. And their trigger for the duty to consult, their definition of it, is that if an EIA is triggered, and what the chief said is, the chief in assembly said, no, the duty to consult, according to the Constitution, is that they're to consult with us the moment they have knowledge that a decision is going to, that could potentially impact Aboriginal and Treaty rights. So they don't necessarily carry the ball as well as they could, and we all know this. And so what they did was they delegate the duty to the proponent, which is fine. That's fine. But this particular company has decided to consult with the Assembly of Chiefs prior to the time when the EIA is kicked in. The EIA doesn't go into effect until extraction occurs.
Okay.
That's really too late to start building a relationship.
Fair enough. I guess I'm if it's not being too nosy, I know that you're from elders in the community in El Sabuktok. I know that you're, you know, doing information sessions here, and have been continuing to do them here. Can I ask you what the content of those might be?
With the elders, I don't think I could until I got approval from the elders.
Okay.
And I don't know what he's talking about, paying elders $200 to come to meetings, but I think maybe he may be misinformed because he hasn't been holding the meetings.
Okay.
But I, you know, no, I don't think I would be able to.
Okay.
It's not necessarily about Swin. How about that?
And then just in that capacity, in these meetings that you're holding, are you working for the AFN, the AFN, CNB, or SWN, or a combination of all of those?
I have never worked for SWN.
Okay.
I work for the Assembly of Chiefs of New Brunswick.
Okay.
That's the only place I work, and all the work that I do, whether it's information sessions or if it's to do an audit of the of SWN's work, it's all for the Assembly of Chiefs.
Okay.
Okay. I wish you weren't confused, and I wish you weren't conflicted, and I wish a lot of people weren't. There needs to be better communication, I think that's where I would like to see all of this go, because that's where it seems to be heading, that dead end, is that people aren't completely understanding the importance of being involved.
Mm-hmm. Okay, fair enough. One might say that goes both ways, though, that the AFN-CNB has not necessarily been upfront with providing information to the people, and thus the confusion.
Well, we do have a website, and we do have a Facebook page, and we have posted what we are doing and why we're doing things. We've had community sessions in the communities, information sessions, but not everybody attends. As you know, there's large communities, mm-hmm. and the rumor mill is probably more busy than anything else. And I get disappointed when I hear things, and I hear things from folks that it's just misinformation, and it saddens me.
Fair enough. Thanks so much for your time today.
All right. Bye, Miles.
Bye-bye.